York City has such a distinctive look, it's hard to imagine what was once a small Dutch settlement. But at New York's South Street Seaport Museum, a centuries-old document proves the Dutch did indeed pay for this land. Martin Berenzi, the director of the Netherlands National Archives, translated the letter written by a Dutch official in 1624.
Almighty Lords of the State General, I heard a ship came in from the Netherlands to Amsterdam. I spoke to the captain, and he told me our people are doing well, children are born, and we bought the islands of Manhattan for a worth of 60 guilders.
The letter is on loan from the Netherlands for New York's 400th anniversary.
It's a testimony of the creation of a Dutch settlement called New Amsterdam, which now became the big city of New York.
A map of the area is also on display, showing houses and roads at the new settlement. Another shows just how small Manhattan was. That changed after the British took over. Architectural historian Barry Lewis says the British filled in part of what's known as the East River with garbage because they needed the real estate. Waves of immigrants, mostly from Europe, kept on coming.
We had only about 100,000 people at the beginning of the 19th century. By 1875, the population of Manhattan is 1 million people. By 1910, over 2 million people are living in Manhattan Island.
Manhattan real estate became expensive. In 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge was built, so people could buy land further out, on Long Island, where it was cheaper.
You could go across by carriage, which was freight or passengers. You could walk across it, that promenade.
Then came the subway.
The brilliance of the New York City subway system, for one nickel, it took you miles and miles away from the central business district and opened up cheap real estate in the outlying parts of the metropolitan area so the average person could afford a house or at least an apartment, a nice place.
But businesses needed to be in Manhattan, so developers started building up, and the skyscraper was born.
People were afraid it would fall down in the first windstorm, and anyone who had property in the commercial buildings next to it, they were terrified that nobody would rent in their buildings because that thing was next door.
But more of those things rose. The Woolworth Building, the Chrysler Building, the Empire State Building, each one outdoing the other.
It's money. Let's face it. This is a city built by real estate speculation.
But that's not why everything in New York was built. The Washington Square Arch, designed by Stanford White, and the Guggenheim Museum by Frank Lloyd Wright, among other buildings, have enhanced New York's architectural landscape. Still, that small sliver of land that began 400 years ago as a trading post is today still about money. The area the Dutch settled to trade furs with the Indians is now Wall Street, the world's financial center. For VOA News in New York, I'm Martin Phillips.